914, follow westbound and 26.
Hello, 914. I got your request to talk. How can I help?
All right. I guess I have right side that my emergency window is not locking. A customer just pushed away, and it's not locking, but it's not popping right now. But if I'm on the bumpy kind of road, it can pop out.
Okay. With those windows, it's kind of hard to get those closed. So what I'm going to have you do, I'll have you tied up, have the passengers move, if there's any passengers by that window, move, have them move away. And you can either do this from the inside or the outside of the bus, depending on how tall you are. Personally, I usually did it from the inside. You take the window and you push it out as far as you can, and you let the weight of it and the centrifugal force of it, you know, just let it go and let it slam on its own. A lot of times it works, too, if you stand outside and just push up the window as far as you can and just let it slam. Yeah, that's the only way I'd really be able to found to get that close.
All right. The person was mad at me because I didn't let him or her go out on the lane, inner lane, from the inner lane.
Okay, you didn't let them do what?
That customer wanted to get off on east side of the intersection on the auto lane, and I didn't let this person go, and he was mad at me because he wanted to catch 75 going northbound. He asked me to honk it. I honked, and he was he wanted to get off on intersection after intersection, and he was mad at me.
And that's why you opened the window? Okay. Oh, well, yeah, if you, I'd suggest you try doing that at your next stop so it doesn't pop open. It can cause a safety issue if you're, like, turning. The window will open on its own. So, yeah, try to get that closed. If you have any problems getting that to latch with that, by letting it slam shut on its own, then just give us a call back.
All right, thank you.
All right, at 1757.